Turning Points. Turning Points on Crick Info Talk.
Hi, this is Ian Chappell from the Wacker for Crick Info Turning Point. Well, England talked the talk in the lead-up to this test match. Kevin Peterson was sounding off about how their training had been so good and how it had been very competitive. And here today at the Wacker, they've walked the walk. They played very, very good cricket in what has been an entertaining and highly competitive first day's cricket. England lost the toss, and it probably turned out to be not a bad toss to lose. There was a bit in the pitch, all the talk about how it was probably not going to help the quickies at all. That was wrong. It's one of the old pitches, hasn't been used much of late, and it behaved not perhaps like the pitches of the 70s at the Wacker, but it was a very good cricket wicket. Monty Panesar really livened up the England effort. He got Justin Langer right on the stroke of lunch, and that was a terrific blow. His reaction, he raced around high-fiving everybody, and he seemed to really put some life into this England team. Matthew Hoggard had got the first breakthrough, getting Matthew Hayden, as he has done on many occasions, and there was a bit of swing there to encourage Hoggard. I thought Flintoff did well with his captaincy. He kept Panesar going at a time when other captains mightn't have held their nerve, when Andrew Symons was trying to hit him out of the ground, and eventually Panesar had his way with Symons. It was a terrific day's cricket. At the other end, Steve Harmison, he kept his pace up. He really bowled pretty accurately, and he troubled all the batsmen with bounce. Every time it looked as though Australia might just get back into the game, there was a good partnership between Michael Hussey and Michael Clarke, where they played very intelligently. They pushed the ball around and got singles when runs were hard to come by, and then the runs just started to come a little more easily for Australia. Just at that point, it looked as though Australia was starting to get on top. Harmison got the wicket of Michael Clarke, a very important breakthrough. So it was one of those days of test match cricket where the ball and the bat, it was an even contest, and it made for a very entertaining day. We had a full house at the Wacker, and I don't think I saw one person leave for the whole day. It was a terrific crowd. They enjoyed the cricket, and Monty Panesar got a standing ovation when he left the ground with 5 wickets. His performance just made a mockery of the selections, or his non-selection in the previous 2 test matches. He's a class bowler. He gives you control, one of the things that England say they're looking for from their spinner. At the other end, Steve Harmison, he performed really well for England. He obviously knew that he had to do something for his side. He'd let the side down, certainly in Brisbane, but he really came out and did the job for England in this first innings in Perth. So bowling Australia out for 244, you get the feeling when the first side is bowled out for a moderate score that you're in for a good test match, because the team that's bowling second then has to come out and hit back hard, because if they don't, the opposition runs away with the game. Well, Australia hit back hard, although it looked as though England were getting away to a flying start. Alastair Cook, after mistiming one bounce from Brett Lee, he played 2 magnificent pull shots in front of square for 4, and it looked like he and Strauss were getting away to just the start that England needed. But then Glenn McGrath, problem that Alastair Cook has outside off stump, Glenn McGrath picked him up out there, and then Brett Lee, who'd had some problems, he'd taken a bit of a pounding earlier on, he seemed to change things from the moment that he went around the wicket to Andrew Strauss. He seemed to give him the right line, the right length, and then he bowled a beauty to get rid of Bell. So with England going to stumps at 2 for 50 odd, chasing 244, we've got a real test match on our hands. Both sides are fighting very hard to get the upper hand, and you get the feeling that this could be one of those test matches that just keeps seesawing. Certainly, it has been a brilliant first day at the Wacker. This is Ian Chappell for Crick Info.
You are listening to Crick Info Talk.